Welcome to the Stretch Your Mind podcast, a podcast about CTE and concussions. My name is Van.
My name is Nick.
My name is Alex.
Go.
Okay, so our first topic of the day is CTE. So, first off, did you guys know that CTE is only diagnosed after death? It's not the same as a concussion. Concussion is caused by a blow, or jolt to the head, and it disrupts the normal function of the brain. And not all blows to the head or to the upper neck area result in a concussion or CTE, but technically concussions will be caused by that.
Can concussions lead to having CTE?
Sometimes if a concussion is a very major and it lasts for a long period of time, it can be turned into CTE, but CTE is only diagnosed after death.
So, can it be like more than one concussion, or does it just have to be one long concussion?
I mean, it could be one long concussion, but multiple concussions can also lead to CTE after that.
Are there any people who are more at risk to concussions? Like athletes, maybe?
To be honest, people who play sports, like more physical sports, like wrestling, football, hockey, are more able to get concussions, but and CTE after that, but technically everyone who is like physically active is able to get a concussion, which can lead to CTE. Do you guys know that Aaron Hernandez was diagnosed with CTE after death?
And hung himself?
Possibly. All right. So there are four different stages of CTE.
Are they called 1, 2, 3, and 4?
No. But there are different stages of symptoms with CTE, and they include like drowsiness, very not in tune with the conversation or topic that they're focusing on at the moment.
But they didn't know that they had CTE.
Exactly. So in 2005 to 2006, United States Sports Survey, so all schools were able to take a survey. And during practice and competition, there were 683,199 injuries, and half of the injuries from practice were strains or sprains. And those didn't really lead into concussions or cause concussions. But in competition, there's almost over 100,000 more injuries and 759,334 injuries or strains in the 2005-2006 sports school year for high school.
Do you know if CTE is as bad as it gets, or can it lead to something else?
It dead yet.
All right. Next up, you can only see signs of CTE while someone is living. But even if you think someone has CTE, a doctor is not able to like a diagnose or even have a sign of CTE in your brain, even with CAT scans.
Oh, that really?
Yeah, really. So now back into concussions. Most athletes that are received with a concussion get CAT scans, and they're diagnosed with that. But they will usually recover with that within, I would say, 3 weeks to a little bit over a month.
But not always.
I mean, like, personally, I've had a concussion.
Oh, we have a concussion haver. Let's interview.
That's not a word. Right? Ask me some questions. I've had a concussion.
When you had a concussion, what did you do?
Sat in my room all day. Slept. You can't look at screens. You can't read. You can't really do anything. I bet. Yeah.
Also, how did you receive your concussion?
In a basketball game.
What happened?
I went up for a rebound, and the kid knocked my feet out from under me and landed on my head.
How many times did you have to go to, like, a doctor? Is it often?
I went, like, 3 times. I went, like, twice in a week one time, and then I went to get cleared.
How long were you off from school?
From school, I was out for, like, 3-4 weeks, something like that. Then I came back and I, like, did work, but not as, like, much as people really didn't have.
Thank you, Ben, for sharing your insights.
Glad I could be here, man.
So another word for concussions is traumatic brain injury, known as TBI. In 2014, there are 56,800 TBI-related deaths in the U.S. and included 2,529 deaths among children under the age of 15. Rates of traumatic brain injury-related deaths per 100,000 people were the highest among older adults who are age 75 years or older. In those aged 65 to 74 years old, only a 24.7% chance of dying to a traumatic brain injury. And also in 2014, there are approximately 2.87 million TBI-related emergency department visits, hospitalizations, and deaths in the U.S. And over 873,000 of these health events were among children.
Man,
that's so odd.
Concussions range from a mild brief change, a mild concussion, which is a brief change or a little unfocused unfocused state in your mind that can cause unconsciousness. But there's also a severe diagnosis, which is a period of unconsciousness for sure, and it's like a definite diagnosis of a concussion after injury.
Will most athletes fully recover?
Most athletes do fully recover. The only reason why they won't recover is that if they receive another, like, pretty big injury that can ruin their career, like a leg injury or arm injury. All right, I think that's it for the day. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you guys for tuning in. This has been the Stretch Your Mind podcast. We'll see you next time.
Peace. I wish you'd be like us.